Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Mem Beis, Baba Basra 142a, pagination is 283. We have a piece of Gemara over here that's a bit complex, but we will try to understand it, at least on a basic level, in order to get a foundation. We are about 8 lines down from the top of the page, and the Braisa says as follows. Ger Shemes, a convert that died. Now, what's unique about a convert dying is that that is the case where you could have a person who does not have inheritors. A regular Jew would have inheritors, even if he has no immediate family, will keep going up a generation until eventually we'll find somewhere in his shevet, in his tribe, there's an inheritor, there's a relative. When it comes to a convert, we have a unique situation that Gershon Eskayer, Kikotin Shenoladomi, a person who becomes a convert, is born anew, so to speak. His relationship with his previous family is very unique. He still has to honor his parents, his biological parents. He's not allowed to marry relatives from that biological family. But in terms of inheritance, he is considered a new person. And unless he writes a will or whatever, he figures out a halachic mechanism to gift his property. But if he doesn't do any of that, what would happen, according to Torah Yerusha, is that the property would go ownerless because there is no inheritor. Of course, if he marries, has a child, so then there is a halachic inheritor. But our case begins with Ger Shemes, a convert, no relatives, and he passes away. Ubizbizu Yisrael Nechasov. People came, and they made a kinyan in the property, much as they would if an item was hefker. If someone found a deer, and they wanted to acquire it for themselves, if it's ownerless, so they go ahead and acquire it. And the same thing over here, the property became ownerless as they understood it, and they went ahead and made a kinyan, and if the story would end there, it would be theirs. The story, however, continues, Vishamu, and they heard, Sheyesh lo bein, o shahose ishta mu'uberes. They heard that he had a son, or that his wife was pregnant. Or another possibility is perhaps they heard that he didn't really die. Chayavin lahachzir, they're going to have to return the property to its original state. They'll have to give it back because according to the current news, they took it by mistake. They had no right to take it. It's owned by someone or will be owned by someone when the fetus is born, for example. There's an inheritor over here. What are you doing? Okay, so they returned it. Hichziru hakol. They returned everything. And the story continues. Va'achakach shamu shemeis bino o shehipila ishto. And then they hear that the passing was indeed valid in terms of kinyanim, because the person did pass away, and his son that they heard about now had died before the father passed away, so he was not an inheritor. And as far as the child that was a fetus, there was a miscarriage. And the result is that now, based on this information, their first kinyan was warranted. They had reason to have gone ahead and made those kinyanim. Nevertheless, hechzik b'shniyah, if they do the kinyan again, kana, then it's theirs. Uvarishona, but the original kinyan, lo kana, is not a good kinyan. And the question is to understand why. We're doing a revising of the revision. We're trying to reinstate the original kinyan, and the Gemara is telling us from this braisa that that's not going to work. Again, the convert died. They thought the property was ownerless. They made kinyanim. Then they heard that there's a child, so they returned it. Then they hear that sure there was a child, but he died earlier. And the Braisa is requiring a new kinyan. Skip three lines. Rava Amar, Rava explains, Shiny Hossam, this is a very unique case. Derefui Marfion Bidayo Meikara, because the original kinyan was weak, because they themselves didn't know if the property was ownerless. That's pretty unusual that it should be ownerless. And they saw the convert died, so they made an attempt. They figured, hey, I don't know what's going to be here. Maybe, I'm not related, but maybe there's no one else who's related either. So they made a stab at it, so to speak. They tried. Shooting in the dark. They don't really know. And when the news came in that there's a child, they relinquished their kinyan. And because of that, they would have to make a new kinyan to acquire the property. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Resh Hei, Se'if Lamed, the Mechaber writes, Ger Shemes, a convert that died, Ubizbezu Yisrael Nechasov, and people went in and made kinyonim. It's like an estate sale, but here there's no estate. So they went ahead. V'shamu sh'adayin lo meis. Then they heard that he didn't really die. Or she'yesh lo ben, or he's got a son. Or she'ishta me'uberes, or his wife is pregnant. Kulam chayavim lahachzir. All three cases, they would be obligated to return the property. Hichziru kulam. They did return it as they were supposed to. And then they heard, no, the original statement was valid. He really did die. Or his son predeceased him. Or the fetus was a miscarriage. Anybody who comes the second opportunity to make the kinyan gets it. But the original kinyanim are not valid. Says the Sma, the reason is because lo hichziku al amachmas shamu shames, they only went in to make the kinyan because they heard that he died, and then they heard she'ein shimi asan emes, that what they were based on was not valid. Nistalku mechazkasan, they released their chazakah v'nifka mehen legamrei, and they lost the property unless they make a new kinyan. In other words, they acted upon that information that came up in the middle, and that's going to have a significant effect. If we go back to the wording of Rava, Rava says the original kinyan was weak. And it seems that both of these factors are important. Because in theory, one might say, if they made a good kinyan, like any regular good kinyan, and then news came in that caused them to put it down, and then news came in to say, the thing that made you put it down was a mistake, wouldn't they argue our original kinyan stands? And what happened afterwards was a mistake. In this case, though, their original kinyan was a weak kinyan. It was a doubtful type of kinyan. They weren't sure that they're able, that it's really ownerless. They were going to try. And then what happened was, information came in to indicate that indeed, there's no point of trying. There's an inheritor. At that point, they relinquished their rights on that weak, doubtful, on-a-chance kinyan. And that's the reason that in this case, their histalkus, their release, plays such a big role, and the original kinyan, which wasn't such a solid kinyan to begin with, when they hear information that gives them the indication that it's not a good kinyan, causes them to relinquish rights. And as the Braisa told us, only hichsik b'shniya, if they would make a new kinyan, would they indeed own the property. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.